Now, this one I was saying, when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I am your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Thirsty Thursday. You know the second hour is always brought to you by the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. You know it's a good old USA of vodka. It's crafted and distilled right down there in Austin, Texas. By the way, it's 6 times distilled, instilled in classic copper pots. That's what gives it its unique flavor, slightly sweet with that black pepper note. It balances everything out, whether you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Make sure you get your Tito's on today. And with it being raining today, I know some people get a little bit down out there. Man, don't look, no. Turn that frown upside down. Look at life as just a gift. Remember, if life hands you lemons, all you do is make a lemon drop. Just make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. We're about to talk a little Ole Miss Rebels because we have Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk, your number one source for all things sports information. How are you doing today, Evie?
Hey, I am so happy to be here. You know, I was thinking this morning, I always get so nervous every Thursday. Every Thursday morning, I get a little nervous.
Do you really?
I do, because I don't want to mess up or mess up your show or do anything like that. But then, you know, it was funny. About 20 minutes ago, I was thinking, you know what? I'm just blessed I get to be here. I'm so blessed and thankful. So thank you for having me. And, of course, I never want to mess up your show, but I'm just so appreciative that you let me come on. So thank
Evie,
you.
Well, thank you, because I'm always honored to have you join me every single Thursday. I enjoy our conversation so much, and I know our audience does too, because we're the home of the Ole Miss Rebels, and I know we are playing the Grove Bowl right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. I know that everybody is excited for the annual spring game. Do me a little favor. Tell me what you know, what's going to happen. Let everybody know where they need to be for the spring game.
Well, I tell you what, they definitely need to be in the vault for the spring game. And it starts at 3 o'clock Saturday. Big weekend going on for Ole Miss sports. They've got a little baseball, which there might not be as much to talk about baseball, but they are playing Mississippi State this weekend. So Grove Bowl will be after that. Let's see.
And then, by the way, it's free for anybody. Like, it's admission's free to all the fans. The gates open up at 2 o'clock. If you want to come down there and watch the Grove Bowl, all you have to do is make your way over to the vault. Like she said, it's going to be awesome. Gates open at 2 o'clock. It's free.
Yes, and the cool thing they just put out yesterday, they have the North End Zone student section is going to be, it's going to be kind of like a Swayze right field thing going
really?
On. The North End Zone is going to be reserved exclusively for students. They're going to have a dedicated tailgate space, kind of using the same policies that they have in right field. Students can bring in coolers with food and beverages. Now, students age 21 and older are permitted to bring coolers with alcoholic beverages. So that's really cool. You can come out to the Grove Bowl game and bring your cooler, and if you're a student, and have a really good time. So it's going to be interesting. You know, I think we've talked about it. You know, Lane Kiffin says we don't just think outside the box; we create a new box. And I think that that's what he's doing with these Grove Bowl games. So it'll be interesting in the future to see how many other schools kind of pivot towards this kind of a thing, which is really going more toward the direction of like the Pro Bowl, you know, the Pro Bowl games.
Yeah, the 7-on-7 flag football kind of event. And they're going to have, I believe, like some like tug of war stuff in between there and stuff.
They're going to have a dunk contest. I think they kick
things
off.
Oh, they got a dunk contest?
They're going to have a dunk contest.
So that'll be fun.
And the really cool thing about it, I think the day starts with the dunk contest. Then there's quarter one of 7-on-7. Then they're going to have a tug of war event between the first and second quarters. And then at halftime, hot dog eating contest, and national champion Joey Chestnut will be there.
What?
Yes. He is the world record holder. I think he's eaten 62 hot dogs in the hot dog challenge. So he will be there. And they asked Lane Kiffin earlier this week, how did you get Joey Chestnut to come? And he goes, well, to use the language that folks use these days, I just slid into his DMs. So can you imagine Lane Kiffin sliding into your DMs and asking you if you can come to our hot dog eating contest?
I can, because I follow Lane on Twitter, and he is hilarious. If you aren't following Lane, you are missing out. I can promise you that.
And sororities and fraternities are going to be there. They're going to each have, we're not exactly sure, but they're going to be competing also. So each sorority and fraternity is going to have someone competing in the hot dog eating contest and the dunk contest. So that should be interesting as well.
That will be fun, and that will be interesting. And I will tell you from 100% knowing for a fact, because my daughter is down in one of those sororities, also cheers down there, those fraternities and sororities know how to have a good time. They know how to party.
Yes, they do.
Now, also, I heard some former studs from Ole Miss that are in the National Football League are going to be back. I know A.J. Brown's one of them.
Yes, A.J. Brown is one. Elijah Moore is going to be there. If you've got Joey Chestnut, A.J. Brown, and Elijah Moore, what more do you need? So that's going to be – it's going to be really fun. And like I say, you know, I
and
think
– when it's over, like, you can just go over to Swayze.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. So the next thing, there's baseball plays Mississippi State at 7:30 p.m. And it may be sold out. I was going to say it may be sold out, so you might want to check with the ticket office before heading that way. But just a big weekend, and I think Rebels are really excited. And truly, you know, Kiffin said earlier this week, spring games more and more, you know, you've got to be careful, because like we say, if you come out there and you have actual strings and, you know, roster where, okay, this is our third string, you know, running back, then 2 days later when the transfer portal opens, third string doesn't want to be third string and is out of there. So they're really doing some unique things, I think, to try and make it where it's not so much like that.
This is like March, the dadgum Midnight Madness they used to do in basketball.
Yes.
And, like, you know, having, like, kind of celebs out there and, like, you know, doing it all more for the fans. And it's kind of like, you know, kind of more, you know, switching over into a little bit of spring action. I like it.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, it's going to be funny. They're going to add you know, when you have the dunkers are going to get points for their dunks, and the tug of war, you know, they'll get points. They'll be able to add points to their team. So it's really a unique way of doing it. And I'm really interested to see. The North End Zone setup, you know, kind of like the right field at Swayze, I think it's just going to be a really fun time. And really and truly, you mark my words, I bet there are going to be a lot more schools that pivot towards this kind of thing. And I think Saturday is supposed to be beautiful, sunny, no rain in there today, but high of 79. I think it's going to be beautiful weekend in Oxford.
Now that we're getting ready for the Grove Bowl, practice and everything is kind of wrapping up, how's Lane feeling about the team after a little spring action?
You know, it's funny. I think, like I say, he never gushes, but he's very, very happy with this roster. Let's just put it that way. And I tell you, I think, I don't even know any other way to put it. Walter Nolan is as good as advertised.
He's worth every penny.
Oh, he is. And you know, if I had to say, what have we kind of noticed from spring? Because you know the Ole Miss offense is going to be fine. You know when Jackson Dart is healthy and we get back out there and we've got Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins and Juice Wells and Bentley. I am not at all worried about the offense in any way. And just historically, we've always found ourselves talking, if the defense can only just be, you know, sort of so-so, the offense is so great, you know, we got a shot. well, this year, this defense is not going to be just so-so. I mean, they have, I tell you what, it just, that defensive front has been disruptive all spring. Today, they were kind of going at it, and they were disruptive for all the quarterbacks. None of them seemed to stay in the pocket for too long. Nolan was in the backfield quite frequently. So I just think that it's just going to be a fun season. And I think, you know, honestly, I think Kiffin knows that. When we talk about Nolan and we talk about Prince Liumon Mielen and we talk about those guys and returning Pegues and Jared Ivey, they've also got Mississippi native true freshman Cam Franklin and Jeffrey Rush. They have also just fit right into the defensive line. They arrived and got there in January. So I tell you, this is going to be fun.
The biggest difference in 2024 has got to be the offensive and defensive lines. Is that because it looks like both sides got better and bigger and more depth.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had an article out about Nate Kaleppo, one of the transfer linemen. Yes. And, you know, it was really interesting because there he is. I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, he played, you know, in the national championship game. I mean, this is a guy who's played a lot of games. And just one of the things he said was, you know, I'm ready to, you know, coming here, you come here because you want to, quote, play the best, be the best, and go against the best competition. And I think, you know, enough said there. Really, really enjoyed getting a chance to talk to him.
I bet he does love coming to Oxford, man. I mean, damn! I just like Oxford is nice. And think about this weekend for Oxford people, like Oxford fans. You have the Grove Bowl. You have Mississippi State. The weather's going to be beautiful. I'm sure that I bet Kaleppo loves it. He loves it down here,
and he does. And you know, another thing that he specifically mentioned, he commented on what it does for the offensive line to face the defensive front that they're seeing every day. And he said, his quote was, iron sharpens iron. Walter Nolan, hell of a player. You know, J.J. Pegues, Josh Harris, Akilo Stone. He said that whole defensive front is a bunch of straight dogs. And he said, going against those guys every day in practice is going to get me ready. So I get kind of goosebumps with that because I think those big fellows on both sides, like you say, they've added a lot of talent to both sides of the ball, and I think they're only getting better going against each other.
Golly, man. When I look at the teams, I'm trying to think of, you know, every single year I've always been like, man, if this if this unit can hold up, and that's how, and this year I'm thinking to myself, like, the wide receiving room is deep, the quarterback room is deep, the defensive and offensive lines are deep, the linebacking room is great. Are the biggest questions, Darius, now, like, the running back room and secondary, really?
I think definitely the running back room, the secondary, I'm trying to
figure out because there's no way you can say that the weakness is the defensive line or the linebacking room this year.
I mean, I tell you what, and
the secondary looks damn good.
Yeah, the secondary, like today, safety Trey Washington, cornerback Chris Graves, they caught our eye during the kind of the team portion of practice. Washington, he's returning, a lot of experience, has a knack for knowing where the ball is, reads the offense really well. Graves looked like the most physical defensive back. He broke up passes directed towards Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins, so you know he's doing something right if he can get in there and do that. And back to the depth again, I mean, just the, you know, let's look, this is kind of almost a microcosm of the team. You look at the center position. So last year, so Caleb Warren started almost every game a season ago, and, you know, he had little injuries here and there, and I don't know that we had a lot of depth. So Reese McIntyre is getting some snaps there too, but during practice, we've also seen Bryson Sanders, Preston Cushman, Southern Miss transfer Jerquan Scott all take reps at center as well. So, I mean, just at center, and I just, you know, named you five guys that are taking snaps there. So, I just think all up and down across that line, you're going to see depth. We've also got a couple of freshmen, Jude Foster and Ethan Fields. They're given depth. They're both listed at 6'4", 300 plus pounds. So I just think that offensive line coach John Garrison has a lot to work with and a lot of guys that are really versatile.
Man, right now everything with football just feels good. 2024, everybody's excited for the Grove Bowl again this weekend. They kick at 3 o'clock. It's free. They open up the gates at 2 o'clock. Students are going to be bringing their coolers and their adult beverages and their little snacks and having a good old time. It's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, then you have Ole Miss, Mississippi State over at Swayze. So the Vault, Swayze, Oxford's going to be bumping. Head down to the SIP. Check it all out. And don't forget to go to the Rebel Walk for all your information. Anything you need, they got you covered. Go to therebelwalk.com or follow on Twitter at the Rebel Walk. I almost didn't get that out, Evie. Lordy.
You been having some Tito's?
Not yet, actually, for some reason. Like, I mean, it sounded like
it's afternoon.
It is. Yeah. I know. It's after 12. It's getting close. I got to ask you right now, though, like, right with all the craziness that's gone on in the basketball world, did Ole Miss fans get a little nervous at all?
Oh, my goodness.
Must leaves and opens that up, and then Cal goes to Arkansas, Kentucky opens up, and then they're talking about maybe Florida's coach we might go get Oates in Alabama, and then people are starting to look over at Oxford and Chris Beard. It's kind of been a little wild.
I think a lot of people, just because of his connections at Arkansas, Beard, you know, had coached at Little Rock. I think he is... Yeah, I know Hunter Yurecek, the Arkansas AD, had, you know, he had wanted to target Beard before, back when I think maybe he was at Tech. So, you know, there was just a history there, and a lot of people were really worried about that. I think, you know, at one point, you never know exactly, you know, how these things are, but there was a lot of talk that he was going to Arkansas. So I think that, from what I've heard, Keith Carter, again, I've said it before and I'll keep saying it, you know, like when people, you know, come trying to get Lane, I'm always like, you know, one, Lane, I think, loves Oxford, but two, don't ever underestimate Keith Carter and the job that he's doing out there, because it's my understanding that everything that Arkansas came hard for Chris Beard.
Yeah.
And I think he was their top choice. And not that they're not going to rebound nicely, I guess, with Cal, but I do think that Chris Beard was their choice. And everything that Arkansas came up with, you know, Keith was able to counter in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, they had just, I mean, Beard had just agreed to an extension and an increase in salary, I think, in March. So here we are, you know, just a few weeks later. And I think that, you know, probably one thing that was very appealing to Beard is I think the amount of NIL money allocated for men's basketball has now been upped. The number I'm hearing is kind of around $5 million, but from maybe $2.2 million. So, you know, I think that that's a... You know, that was one
that
thing.
Sweetens the pot a lot.
It does. And in this, you know, day and age, you've got to have that to be successful. And I think truly, I don't think Lane was leaving to go to Auburn a few years ago, but I know that if he had been considering it when the collective, you know, raised $10 million just lickety-split, I think that that was a big selling point to Lane. And let's face it, you know, that collective and Realtree and Walker Jones and the job that they're doing, they've really not missed on, I don't think, anybody that they've wanted. And it was interesting because Lane even said Tuesday, you know, we've not lost anybody to the portal that we've really wanted to keep. I thought that was interesting, too. So they're able to retain their own players as well as go out and get others.
Well, it's. I mean, just the difference that a week makes. And I know Sunday had to be a little bit special because it was about a week ago. Like right now, I think about this time, everybody on social media was freaking out Chris might be going to Arkansas.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that, honestly, if you think about it, I think, you know, last year's portal class with Beard, you know, kind of had to be thrown together while he was trying to get his staff hired, you know, get his feet under him in Oxford. And I think this year you're going to probably see, you know, it's going to be a little different. I mean, he and his staff are established. He's got more NIL money to work with. They won 20 games. Yeah, they won 20 games and had some, you know, they had some really exciting home game crowds that they can sell kids on. And I think now Beard knows more what he needs and is looking for. And I think last year he was probably just trying to add talent in any manner that he could. And so I think that we're going to see a difference. But very exciting, because you're right. I think the majority of Ole Miss folks thought he was gone, that he was headed to Arkansas. So big, big deal that he stayed.
There's been a little panic when the Alabama job opened up. Everybody was freaking out. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, everybody thought Coach O era had come to an end. Then last week it was Chris Beard. But, man, you're right, Keith Carter, he's retained them all.
Man, Keith Carter has just, you know, been the boss. I love seeing the, you know, people will play the video clips of Keith when he was a player, you know, getting a rebound and making a dunk. And, you know, just, you know, they'll say, here's Keith Carter, you know, back at it again as Ole Miss AD and just dunking all over everybody, if you want to look at it that way.
All right, now we got to bring it up. We got Ole Miss baseball. They're playing Mississippi State. It's going to be a packed crowd. It's sold out. That's about as all the positive I got right now for you, Evie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a tough one. I mean, I think we're seeing, you know what, boy, even LSU is
struggling.
Is struggling with that post championship, you know, rat poison going on or whatever it is. But yeah, I mean, it's been rough. I think right now, what are the Rebels, 3-9? I want to say. So they're that's in SEC play. They're 3-9. They're tied with LSU. They're tied for second to last with LSU. They're just one game ahead of Auburn in the race to make the SEC tournament. State's now 6-6, so you know they're going to be tough. And obviously, that's one. You know, I'm thankful that it's going to be at home and sold out. And but boy,
they need some wins.
They do need some wins, and I think. You know, isn't it funny? You know, you get run ruled by Kentucky in a couple of games. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they were actually, I thought they were very competitive against Arkansas. Yeah.
The number one team in the country.
Right. So, you know, if there is anything to be said that, I mean, I do think that there were some bright spots there. But, yeah, they need to come in and take care of business against always tough Mississippi State team that, you know, even though, I mean, they're 6-6, you know, they're 21-12, I think, overall. And again, just that rivalry is just so intense and insane and crazy. So it will be Swayze crazy there this weekend.
It will be wild. I got a good buddy of mine. His son is playing at Christian Brothers right now, Gabe. He's going to Mississippi State next year. And he's been kind of like, you know, sending me a few texts. His father has been sending me some texts like, we're going to smoke the Rebels this weekend. Tell your daughter not to cry too much.
Well, you know, and again, in a rivalry game.
Hey, this is baseball. That's what I'm saying. This is baseball. Yeah. Rebels come out there and take care of all games, man. Win that.
That's right. We need some beer showers in right field, and maybe Andrew Fisher can get us a few. And you know, you just never know. And like I say, I do think they looked better against Arkansas. So I'm not throwing in the towel yet. So.
Yeah, it's too early. It's too early, man. They just got to make the tournament. That's the most important thing.
That's exactly right.
Then you got a chance.
And I did want to add, switching gears for just a quick second, we found out, I think, right before I came on air that Ole Miss's Markquisha Davis has been invited to the 2024 WNBA draft this coming Monday in New York. And
really?
So good for Markquisha, and we're looking forward. If she is drafted, she looks to become the 7th Rebel drafted in school history, and I know Coach Yeo is really, really proud of her and excited for her.
That's so amazing. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And by the way, did you say this Friday?
It'll be this Monday.
Monday.
April, on tax day. It'll be Monday, April 15th. And So let's hope Markeisha has better
plenty of money.
Some of the rest of us. And one other thing I did want to mention, we saw Ole Miss had its kind of its day of giving recently, and Ole Miss Business School faculty member Carolyn Golding and her husband Pete made a $100,000 gift to the School of Accountancy Building Fund, and she is an alum of Ole Miss and a faculty member, an adjunct professor for Ole Miss. So, way to go, Mrs. and Coach Golding.
That is that's awesome. Everything seems going well in Oxford. Again, don't forget this weekend, people, Grove Bowl, 3 o'clock, gates open at 2 o'clock, free parking, free admission. Bring your cooler for the students. Party out there in the end zone. Y'all have a lot of fun. Don't forget Mississippi State's playing that night. Kind of curious, Evie, what you got coming down the pipe at the Rebel Walk?
Well, we will have practice report up here in just a little bit on today's practice. And we'll have complete coverage of the Grove Bowl games. We'll have our bunch of our staff will be out there covering all that. And I think we'll be covering baseball. We'll be out at Swayze also. So any Ole Miss news on sports that folks need to know, they can just come over and find it.
And one other thing, I know I got to get you off because you got to like go take care of your business. But I forgot to ask you. The NCAA tournament is come and gone. Did you see that the women's game drew more eyeballs than the men's game?
I did. What, 18 million to 14 million, I think.
It was, 19 million to 14. Yeah, it was 4.5 million more eyeballs were watching the women's game on a Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
so. What a remarkable testimony to the game and the players like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Juju Watkins, all those just phenomenal players. Camila Cardoso, I mean, just phenomenal, and their coaches. And man, South Carolina took care of business, didn't they?
I saw a stat that blew my mind that Dawn Staley in the last 3 years is 109-3 with two national titles.
Oh my gosh. And here's the thing, you know, David and I were talking about this. She had five new starters this year. She lost every start. Five new starters this year and won the national championship. It's just unbelievable.
Man, got to tip your cap to Dawn Staley over to South Carolina, and also Dan Hurley at UConn. He's got a beast up north as well. So
Yes, he does.
Well, I'm tipping my cap to you because, again, the number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information is therebelwalk.com. Check it out. Evie's the founder and publisher, and we're so blessed to have her every single Thursday. Have a wonderful weekend, dear.
Thank you so much. Hotty toddy.
That is Evie Van Pelt. We got to take a quick time out. We're going to be back in two shakes. We got Hardenwood. OJ died. Back in a minute. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. You won't believe it, people, but the juice is loose no more. He has passed away. James Orenthal Simpson. Damn it, I wish I knew his name better. Isn't that it?
I think you nailed it, John.
Orenthal James or something. Man, now I got to look it up. OJ, you passed away. I got to bring it up. I just know you as the OJ. You know what I'm saying?
The juice.
I know his last tweet, though. It was not his last. Oh, nope. They've tweeted from his account.
Well, yeah.
3 hours ago. It says on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren during this time of transition. His family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace.
They also turned off the comments on that heady play by the Simpson family to turn off the comments for their father and grandfather's passing.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, heady play by them. They knew what was coming.
Did you see the last tweet that OJ sent out?
You told me it was like back in February, which
February 11th.
A while ago.
It was
for OJ.
Yeah, it was wild for OJ. He was wearing a 49ers shirt talking about how the weather's great. He also tells everybody how he thanks them for reaching out to him and asking him about his health. He says he's about to beat his cancer and he's going to be in the golf course in a couple of weeks.
I didn't even know he was sick. So it was a complete shock to me when I woke up this morning and saw that he was
I don't think a lot
no
of people were actually
us.
Crying. He put out tweets about, I'm on my way to hospice.
Wow. See, I don't follow OJ's. Or I didn't follow
well, no,
OJ's.
And then
so.
He says, like, I'm not going to hospice. I'm going to beat this and all that stuff. Yeah.
He I also, didn't hear hospice. I thought you said hospital.
Dude, this year.
He was going to his treatments.
Like, I mean, like, Apollo Creed.
That's right.
Passed away this year. Sure and did. I remember one of the tweets was OJ telling Apollo Creed to RIP.
Wow. How about that?
Man, I didn't know we were going to talk this much about OJ.
I did not. When I woke up this morning, before I picked up my phone, I did not think OJ Simpson was on the bingo card today.
Nope, I didn't either.
But here we are.
The juice, man. The white Bronco.
He's loose somewhere now, I guess.
Marsha Clark. Kardashian. Johnny Cochran. The glove does not fit. You must acquit. Marsha. How could you let him put the glove on? That's just, like, why would you say that? Just ridiculous. But anyway, he has come, he has gone, and now it's time to have a little bit more fun. We're going to talk a little bit about some hardwood because I got some pretty good stories today. But this has been brought to you by the wonderful, wonderful Wing Fest that's going down. This is going to be the 22nd annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It's at River Garden Park downtown, right there on Riverside Drive. When is it? It's on April 20th. 420, baby. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And you can get your tickets right now. Just go to worldwingfest.com. You get your tickets. You can get tickets general admission for $15. There's going to be over 60 teams competing for over $10,000 in cash prizes. There's going to be two stages, music playing on each stage. It's going to be a fiesta, baby. River Garden Park. Again, it's the 22nd annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. Get your tickets at worldwingfest.com. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's a fun event. Music galore, great wings, hot wing eating contest. But the best part about this to me is while we're out there having a great time and enjoying life, we're also doing something wonderful for one of my favorite charities in Memphis. That's the Ronald McDonald House. If you don't know what the Ronald McDonald House is, please listen. You know the young kids that go to St. Jude. St. Jude is awesome. They take care of kids, don't charge a dollar. They are over there fighting pediatric cancer day in and day out. But these kids come from all over the world. And these kids need their treatment and they have to come to St. Jude to get the care that they need. But one of the most important things is when you're sick, you need to be with the people that you love. You need to feel the love from the people that care about you the most. The Ronald McDonald House does that. They allow these children to be with their families. The Ronald McDonald gives them a beautiful place to stay. It's just such an amazing organization. And you can go out there and have a beautiful Saturday with your friends, your family, your loved ones. And again, the proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House. It's the World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival, April 20th. River Garden Park down there. Put it on your calendar. Go online. Get your tickets. It's worldwingfest.com. And then don't forget, people, not only can you get to the general admission, you can get a VIP ticket for $150. You get to hang out with me, my friends, Team Money, Uncle Brasky, Pretty Chris, Red, Old, Big Slender, Big Cheap. We're all going to be down there. It's a fully catered tent. That means we're going to have food out the frame. And there's going to be Tito's all over the place. You can get the $150 tickets, the $15 tickets, but whatever you do, mark your calendar. Come join us April 20th, River Garden Park, 22nd Annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Well, we've got all kinds of stories. Again, I told you, the juice is dead. He has died. He had a battle with cancer, and it is
Cancer is terrible. Now, Rashee Rice, speaking of terrible, did you see what he's been charged with?
Brother.
Rashee Rice, if you don't remember, is the young wide receiver that was taken out of SMU by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Had a good season this year.
Had an amazing rookie year. Was the best wide receiver on the team. Mm-hmm. Second in receptions, yards, and touchdowns behind Travis Kelce, their amazing tight end. Gets a Super Bowl ring. Life is good for the young fella. And then he gets buck wild with some friends, has a Lambo and a Corvette, races down a highway at a crazy speed, has a collision, hurts some people in this wreck. Gets out of the wreck, grabs some, quote, they say, he might have grabbed firearms. He might have grabbed this. And they all took off. They left. They evaded. But he did leave behind on the floor. So he definitely grabbed the bag, just didn't grab it all. And 10.8 grams of weed fell out. So Rashee Rice is not having, obviously, after the Super Bowl, things have gone south. Well, now some of the charges have come in. And he's been charged with 8 felonies.
Crazy.
8 felonies. That includes aggravated assault. Of course, again, he hit another driver. It caused that chain reaction. Again, he's got 6 counts. He's got 1 count of aggravated assault. 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury and 6 counts of collision involving injury. Not good. You won't believe this. You think I'm probably crazy. This doesn't even though have like the evading, leaving the scene. He's still got more charges that are coming down the pipe. The marijuana. But just right now, if you look at the aggravated assault in the second degree, which is a felony, is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. On top of that, collision involving bodily injury, a third degree felony, is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. He's charged with 6 of them.
Good Lord.
And then collision involving injury is punishable by up to 5 years. Like, this ain't no joke. Again, this doesn't have the charges that, you know, this isn't including for him leaving the scene of an accident, the marijuana, nothing of that, but the felonies have come down. Damn, Rashee. That's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
Not good at all. And another thing that's not good, I kind of talked about this. Ipe. It's Ipe, right?
Ipe
Mizuhara.
There you go.
Ipe Mizuhara, who you should know by now is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Well, now ex-interpreter. They were, quote, good buddies. This dude is like, all this stuff that's coming out about Ipe is coming out crazy. Like, straight up, he's a con man. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't work for the Red Sox. He didn't work for all these pieces. Like, he turned in a resume to the Dodgers, I mean, to the Angels organization, and got the interpreter job for Shohei Ohtani, and he wasn't even really an interpreter? Like, this is just weird. I mean, he can speak English, he can speak Chinese, but he, you know, or Mandarin. It's not called Chinese, is it? It's called Mandarin, isn't it?
Bingo.
Look at me, dude. Put me on Jeopardy. Jeopardy couldn't even handle my genius. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing it out. Do you get 2 guesses, though, in Jeopardy?
I don't know. I don't watch much Jeopardy, I'll be honest.
I know, man. Once Alex Trebek passed away, who cares, right?
Try it.
You watch The Wheel of Fortune, I bet.
Oh, of course. Can I buy a vowel, John?
Man. But Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, now, we thought, like, I feel like I owe Shohei Ohtani an apology.
I still got my eye on him. I'm not offering any apologies yet. Still got my eye on him.
Well, right now, I don't know. I feel that, you know, when a lot of this stuff is coming back about how just terrible this dude was, like, in Ohtani, like, we have found out the bank has released, the FBI and the Homeland Security has come out and said that somebody turned his notifications off. So when people were transferring money, it didn't notify Shohei through an email or a message, text message, or anything like that. And we're talking about massive amounts of money that he's moving out of his account. By the way, I just don't want to know how big his account is. Like, what kind of account? I hope this is at least an interest-bearing account with that amount of money that he's got in there. But, like, bro, who just got, like, yo, man, like, you know, I'm going to say I'm going to move a little $4.5 million yo, over here to this illegal bookie. Well, it might be even more than $4.5 million. Ipe is now
cooperating with the feds, with Homeland Security.
He's officially been charged.
He's officially been charged.
We've just gotten that 10 minutes ago, maybe.
Oh, I didn't know he was officially charged. So tell me.
Pretty much it. He's been charged with bank fraud after it was discovered he transferred more than $16 million from Otani's
account.
How much? $16
million. Wait, 16?
$16 million.
So this morning it went from 4.5 to 7. So right. Since this morning when I was watching the MLB Network around at 9 o'clock in the morning, it has now gone from we think it's more than 4.5, possibly right. 7, maybe more,
right.
to $16 million.
Yeah, that's what Alden Gonzalez from ESPN is reporting. $16 million from Otani's account to an alleged illegal sports book, federal authorities announced in L.A. court. So, yeah.
Okay. I thought Bruno Mars was about the most degenerate gambler on planet Earth. If you didn't know, Bruno Mars owes $50 million to MGM Resorts. And that's the dude. What song does he sing? Damn it. That little bitty guy.
I'll catch a grenade for you, John.
I'll catch a grenade for you.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, you lost $50 million. Like, $50 million. Like, what is wrong with you? You're a bad gambler. Like, damn, son. Work all your life to give your money away, you dummy. But I thought he was dumb. But at least Bruno Mars was gambling his own money. Well, actually, he's like, well, money's going to have to now pay back because he was taking it out on credit with the MGM Resorts. But eBay was stealing and stole $16 million.
How about that?
Like, you know you're a bad gambler when you have to steal. I would feel so guilty about that first one hundo I stole. Oh, my God, I can't believe I took $100.
Huh.
Do you just go numb after you steal $1 million?
Yeah, you know, I think you get to a point and you're like, there's no turning back now. Might as well just
16 million. Like he had to know. Like, bro, how are you looking at him in the face and talking and interpreting it for him and acting like his buddy when you had ganked $16 million, bro? I'm gonna not lie to this. That is as bad as sleeping with your wife,
right? John, I saw, speaking of this, it reminds me of a story I read last night. There was this couple that, you know, regular couple, working couple, you know, kind of struggling couple.
I think Shohei should be allowed, I think the Fed should allow Shohei Ohtani to beat him with a baseball bat.
Ooh.
Or tie him up and throw the ball as hard as he can at his private.
Well, he can't throw
for
the ball
an hour.
Right now.
We'd go with the bat. You're right. We got to take care of his arm.
But I read the story yesterday that this couple, you know, kind of struggling couple, you know, whatever, they had a couple thousand in their account, and one morning they're like sitting there eating breakfast, they open their account and there's $121,000 in their account. They're like, where did this money come from? Yeah. And so they were like, what do we do? Should we call the bank, whatever? And so they were like, nah, let's just wait, see what happens. After a couple days it was still there, so they were like, maybe this is just like our lucky day, let's party. And so they like paid off a bunch of like debt and loans and all this stuff, and then went out and bought like new cars and like a bunch of stuff, then like started handing out like money to like friends and stuff like that. Like 2 weeks later, this investment firm calls the bank. They said, hey, we made a deposit of $120,000 a week or so ago, and it's still not showing up in our account. Do you maybe know? Could you maybe look into that, see what happened? And they looked into it, and somebody at the bank had made a mistake and deposited the money into the wrong account. And so they had to take all the money out of this couple's account. And so they were like, overdrawn by like $119,000. And they called them, they're like, hey, we need this money back. And they were like, oh, okay, yeah, let me talk to my husband and we'll figure this out. Ghosted him, went on the run, and the cops had to like hunt him down and arrest him.
I hate to say this, man. You're the one who put the money in the wrong
account. Sounds like the bank's fault.
I'm just gonna say, like, if you woke up one day and if I saw $100,000 in my account, I'd be like, damn. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to 901 Aesthetics.
That's right.
That's where beauty meets wellness. You need to book your appointment today at 901aesthetics.com or call 901-221-1256. And you're saying to yourself, John, what's 901 Aesthetics? What do they not take care of? Like, you know, like a lot of men need to go to the doctor. Like, I need to go to the doctor. I just can't find a doctor. If you're a doctor, 901-360-8255, I need some checkups and stuff. I got insurance. I got money, man. I need a doctor. But I feel better, though, because I went out to 901 Aesthetics. Lauren took my blood. She checked my levels. My hormone levels were all good. I'm doing well. They can check you out there. They can also get you right if your hormone levels are wrong. They have hormone replacement therapy. They also just do everything from facials. They have the weight loss injections. You know, it's the summer. Come on, men. You want to look good? You want to look good with your shirt off? Get skinny, fat boy. Call 901 Aesthetics. Go over there. Get the shot. It's easy. You take a shot and you look and you get thin. Now, if you look like George of the Jungle, do me a favor and also have them laser hair removal. Like, you can go over there, make your back. You got a hairy back. That's disgusting. Come on, dude. You don't want to be George of the Jungle or George the Animal Steel, a wrestler. Like, you know, that's kind of bunk. Look good with laser hair removal. Are you losing hair on your head? They have hair restoration. They can also remove sunspots. You can get Botox. They do it all. Plus, they take care of the ladies. This isn't just for you. Mother's Day is coming up. Show the woman that takes care of your kids that you appreciate her. Go to 901aesthetics.com. Book her an appointment. Get everything taken care of. 901 Aesthetics and 901aesthetics.com. We're back in 2 shakes to close thing out. It's time to make some bets on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It is a thirsty Thursday and we got baseball going on. The Braves, they're at home playing the Mets right now, and everybody was worried because the thing was delayed because of the rain. And the Braves fans have got to be wishing that it got postponed, because the Braves find themselves down 7-0 in the bottom of the third. Yeah, 7-0. Mets are stroking the Braves. We got the Astros and the Royals getting ready to go. I'm kind of leaning towards the Royals today, plus the 110. But I do have a play that I really do like. Grayson Rodriguez is pitching today. This man right now, you can get him over 5.5 strikeouts. It's minus 150. But I love that. This man's got 16 strikeouts in 12 innings. Boston struck out the third most in Major League Baseball. Take Grayson Rodriguez for the O's to go over the 5.5 strikeouts. He's going to get 6 today, baby, and we're going to cash in. And I'm just going to remind you people, if you're having a bad day, if life hands you lemons, don't freak out, don't fret, don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Just make sure it's with the best, and that's Tito's Handmade Vodka. For Bryant Dacus, I'm John Harden. Y'all get out there, make this world a better place. We're going to see you on the flip side. Peace. Yeah.